Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the third week of Eastertide, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Elise Marie's preaching today is entitled, Why Do You Follow Jesus?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the crowds from the five loaves, he crossed the lake by walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God has sent. Hello, friends. Here we are on Monday of the third week of Easter, continuing the celebration of our hope in God as belief in resurrection, singing alleluias. For 2 weeks now, we disciples have gently moved from our wandering in the garden, in the dark, as morning broke, with the empty tomb coming into focus. And we've returned to our routines, much like those first disciples. But it's different. With the Alleluia on our lips and our hearts burning within us, we experience the truth of our resurrected Christ. Poised in this faith and hope, we focus again on life as the triumph to all suffering, to all betrayal, to all violence, to death itself. Our Creator God, Father, Mother, wraps us in the affection of life. The first word spoken, let there be life. Our Alpha and this last word spoken, let there be life. Omega, as our Christ wraps all of the creation of our universe in the promise of life, unending. Like the disciples in the story of Emmaus, which we heard on Sunday, we journey. But this morning's gospel startles us with the question, Why are you following me? Why are you looking for me? Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Why? What is our why? Our motivation? Do we deepen our belief in this mystery of our God of love who conquers all suffering, all violence, all death with life? Do we go deeper into the mystery of this God of love? Or are we following to get something, for expecting a solution? Singing Alleluia, hearts burning with faith and hope, we become the very bread that is offered to us today, the bread of life. Let us become the bread of life for others. Let this be our only expectation as we follow Jesus to the other side of the sea and the other side of the tomb.